For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. The City of Columbia is holding a meeting on August 6th to discuss how local small business owners can apply for federal coronavirus relief. $575,000 will be made available through microenterprise or small business recovery loan programs, the Columbia Missourian reports. The meeting will take place from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the 6th and will be hosted via Zoom. According to the announcement, locally owned minority and women-owned businesses will have priority for consideration, as well as businesses that weren't able to access the Paycheck Protection Program. The city has released a flyer on their website that includes checklist for businesses seeking to receive the federal aid, as well as a link to the Zoom meeting. Following yesterday's announcement of new COVID-19-related restrictions in St. Louis County, Kansas City may follow suit, the Columbia Missourian reports. In a tweet yesterday afternoon, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas announced he participated in a call with Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Lucas and several other Midwestern mayors received recommendations following large increases in COVID-19 cases. One spokesperson for Mayor Lucas says the city will continue to have discussions on the matter in the next several days about the city's plans going forward. Today, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 1,773 more COVID-19 cases in the state, which brings Missouri's total confirmed positive patients to 44,823. 12 deaths related to the virus have also been reported in the last 24 hours. Missouri lawmakers are back in Jefferson City for a special session on violent crime. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, one Republican lawmaker says discussion over overhauling police practices is more appropriate in regular sessions.
Some Democrats have criticized Governor Mike Parson for not including proposals to change policing guidelines in the special session. They want to pass laws curtailing no-knock warrants and bolstering civilian review boards of law enforcement agencies. GOP State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman says some of those ideas have a lot of support across the political spectrum, but the Arnold Republican agrees with Parson that lawmakers should use the regular session to get those ideas across the finish line.
Like the reforms that now are cumulative over a year of dialogue and conversation and making sure we're getting this right, I think that that needs to have a full conversation as well.
Lawmakers gaveled into session on Monday. They're expected to debate violent crime bills in August. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
You can hear more from Coleman's Politically Speaking episode at stlpublicradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon released a reminder today that all ballots for the next Tuesday primary election must be received in her office by 7 p.m. on that day to be included. Absentee ballots can be completed in person in the Boone County Clerk's office by 5 p.m. Monday. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.